The second scripture reading is from the Gospel of Jesus according to Luke, chapter 19, beginning with the verse 1 through 10. Luke 19, beginning with verse 1 and through 10. He entered Jericho, means Jesus, and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. When I was 10 years old, there was a war between Iraq and Iran. Originally, I'm from Iraq, so that's what I'm saying this. Which lasted 8 years. In the midst of that war, many missiles were dropped on buildings and streets in our city, Basra, which is in southern Iraq. It was such a very scary time, and I remember when my father decided to leave our city, Basra, and flee to Babylon City, which was safer. While on our way from Basra to Babylon, the missiles were exploding around us as we were taking a taxi to the station to board the train to Babylon City. My father was a Presbyterian and my mother was a Catholic. I remember that my dad kept a Bible on a table beside his bed. From him, I learned to read the Bible too. As I look back to those years, I realize that I was searching for God. However, I was afraid of him. I wondered what God looked like. When I read the book of Revelation, I wanted to serve and obey God. I tried to understand him, but I could not. I was not able to change my life's direction. I was insulting people and saying foul words in school, with friends and relatives, at home. I insulted God and, at that time, Saddam, because of our tough life. I was shouting in the face of my mom. I was very angry and selfish person. Our life situation did not change very much. War after war. A most difficult economic situation. Then in 1990, Saddam invaded Kuwait. This started the war or the Gulf War and the coalition against Iraq. This was such a horrible time in Basra city. In 1996, we decided to move back to Basra. At that time, there was no flour to make bread, no rice, and 3 months without electricity. We were unable to get many things that we needed because of the blockade and hoarding. At that time, I felt that there was something wrong inside me. I felt very empty and guilty. I was afraid that God will punish me. I felt that God was tough and would never forgive the sins that I committed daily. My father started to look for his church in Basra. One day he came home with a big, joyful smile, saying, "I found my church. I found my church. Let us go next Sunday." And we did. The people there were nice. The pastor and his wife were very kind and took care of me well. I started to read many books from the church library and also the pastor's library. God was searching me through these new books and new sermons, which I had never heard and read before. One day, I decided to come to the Lord and ask Him to forgive me for all the bad things that I did. And I asked Him to change my life. After that event and daily thereafter, I felt a growing peace in my heart. My life turned around. I felt a powerful need to tell people about this great change in my life. Now, I stopped insulting others. I stopped insulting God and stopped swearing at Him and stopped doing many bad things that did not mean perfect, but decided to follow Him and love Him and respect Him and respect others. Peace and joy came into my heart. Some people from the church supported me by their friendship and in worship. And Jesus changed, made a change in my life. At that time, I started to preach and teach at church. Started to teach the Sunday school, the kids. And then I felt there is a call from God to go and study theology and be a minister. And I did that. I shared the gospel in high school and university, often in class. Many with whom I spoke were non-Christians. They saw that my life had changed dramatically for the better, and they were very curious to know how it happened. So in the gospel message this morning, we learned that there was a man, Zacchaeus, whose life was changed dramatically by God. We recall that he was a short man who climbed a tree so he could see Jesus. He was curious about Jesus, but Jesus knows what he wants. He knows what is inside this person's mind as he knows what is inside everyone's mind in this place. The story tells us that Zacchaeus was looking for something to be changed in his life. He had some great need in his life that drove him up that tree. He was a tax collector. At that time, the tax collectors were mean to people and they were considered to be betrayers because they worked for the Roman Empire. Maybe Zacchaeus believed that he needed change in his life, but he was really not sure that he was willing to change his style or his lifestyle. Jesus looked at him and said, "Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." He didn't say, "I will come tomorrow. I'm busy. You see the crowd? Get out of me." No, today. Then the Lord went to his house, and Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times that amount." Jesus responded, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. He became a new person, a child of God in the kingdom of God." Recall another famous event when Jesus on the road to Damascus changed Paul's life. I'm sure most of you know about the story of Paul when he went to Damascus, the Syria. And he went there to arrest all the Christians, all the followers of Christ, and bring them and put them in a prison and punish them. Paul, after his conversion, had a desire for them, for others to come to Christ. What happened to Paul while he's on his way to Damascus to put the Christian in his prisons? In the prison, Jesus changed his life and his direction. And he was a persecutor. He became a preacher of the gospel. He became an apostle. He wrote most of the New Testament letters. Jesus changed his life. And he changed many people throughout the history. And Paul wanted the others to know that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he is the Savior of the world. And he said, as we heard in the first scripture, "If any man is in Christ, he is a new creature." Today, what we can do? What change that we need in our lives? Do we really need change in our lives? Friends, Christ wants to set us free from everything that binds us today. Is there something in your life that has you bound? Some past hurt? Let us take a step to talk to him first and tell him about our feelings, our emotions, our problems, our marriage lives, about our kids, our church, or talk to him about someone you know or someone you heard about who bound by sin, bitterness, hatred, unforgiveness, addiction, and fear. God meets us in worship. When he calls, we come to him. When he calls, we respond. When we do, we promise that he will be there to meet us and to help us get the healing we need and changes in our lives on others. Amen.